So we've told you all of the reasons that we're skeptical about Republicans, if you believe in that fake construct, if you believe that there really is a two-party system here, a representative government. So yeah, we're skeptical when they win office. They've won elections before, if you believe in that fake system. And most of the time, when they get there, they have delivered on virtually zero of the promises that they made us. Because they're sold out. And they're weak and castrated and feckless and neutered and cowards and subjected to bribery and blackmail material. But despite all of that, this election selection might end up saving the whole world against the odds. Now, we've spent a lot of time on this show trying to give you the straight talk, the real truth on Ukraine. We've told you all of the things that the criminal media, including the fake conservative alternative media, are leaving out of their stories. We've told you about the corruption of Zelensky's government, you know, the Nazis. We've told you about how NATO and the United States basically provoked this conflict by pressuring Russia and refusing reasonable efforts at diplomacy. We've told you about how this war is not in America's interests and is only in the interests of the globalist cabal and the military-industrial complex. And we've told you the most important thing, which is the very real risk that this war could escalate to a nuclear conflict. Well, it looks like, according to the press, we have a Republican majority in the House when all is said and done. Great. But there is a lot of important things that this new GOP House could do. Even without controlling the White House, they can launch investigations. They could prevent the passage of blue legislation. They could defund the efforts to crush American freedom. And honestly, we don't expect them to do most of any of this. Actually, Republicans seem to live to disappoint us. But one really important step that they could take, if they really were there representing an America First agenda, they could stop funding this insane Ukraine war. They could demand that we negotiate a peace deal before this conflict kills tens or hundreds of millions of people and destroys civilization as we know it. You remember Republicans last February, they were enthusiastic about egging on this war. But over the past 8 months, we here have helped to steadily shift the narrative. So now more and more people realize this war is a criminal waste of American dollars, a criminal risk to the safety of the entire world. Edward Saul is an investigative reporter with the Stu Peters Network, and he joins us now. So will Republicans that have now been elected defund this war?
Well, Stu, the big thing right now is the Ukrainians don't think so. I was just reading the Ukraine papers, and
I don't blame them for not thinking so. Right. I don't think so either.
Yeah, and then seriously, a lot of the Republicans said, well, we're not going to write a blank check anymore. That was the official position of Republican candidates running in states such as Ohio and California. Kevin McCarthy, the supposed incoming majority leader for the Republicans, if we truly do take the House, this man said, we're not going to write a blank check anymore. So what does that mean? It goes from $40 billion to $20 billion. It's still money fueling the war toward, a nuclear end. I mean, an end for the whole world, though, in this sense, because the Russians are not going to take a defeat without utilizing every weapon in their arsenal.
Yeah, well, can you blame them? I mean, why should they?
And they're fighting against evil people. As a Christian here in America, watching what's happening over there, I would actually call Russian people cowards for not resisting literal Nazis carving swastikas into the chests of children. So I understand. I empathize. I also grieve about the Ukrainian people. They have their president, Stu, right now. We've called him an actor. We've called him a green screen actor because he never seems to be actually in Kiev. We wonder if he's in Miami at his $8 million condo or maybe in Switzerland. But yesterday, Stu, adding to this dilemma, you got Sean Penn, an actor showing up in Kiev, actually giving Zelensky an Oscar. This happened right here. This picture right here. This is a real photo from the dystopian reality, which is this world. But the situation on the ground, Stu, is this. As of right now, we have gained at least one man. This is J.D. Vance out of Ohio. He's saying that he wants to end all aid. Now, he's open to discussion with people like Tom Cotton, was essentially a lesser version of John McCain out of the grave. These men still want to fuel the weapon industries. They want to fuel this war that they see as being pivotal in stopping Russia and protecting America. I don't believe this. I don't trust this. But as of right now, we have at least one man who's going to stop aid. But there's been a big shift. The Russians, Stu, the Russians believe the war is probably only going to escalate. And this is the proof of it. Sergei Shoigu, as of like about an hour ago here in Russia, Russia time, defense secretary, mind you, and their version of the Pentagon, he's in charge of their military. He has ordered a full withdrawal of forces from Kherson. Now, why this is significant? It is the last province between the Ukrainian-held territory and Crimea. Now, this is the territory Russia said is the red line. They will use nuclear weapons to defend this territory. Right now, the Russians are consolidating based on the results from the midterms. They believe that America is still going to fuel weapons, mercenaries, and all kinds of hell into that country, and they are now preparing for the final showdown over the Crimean Bridge.
Yeah, I can understand the reason why you would say that Russians are cowards for allowing this evil and these Nazis to carve swastikas in the backs and chests of children. Russians, likewise, are probably looking at Americans and saying that we are cowards for allowing the criminal global banking cabal to remain here, the New World Order to be ushered in here, elections to be stolen, an illegitimate pedophile in the White House, masks and injection mandates, people dying, dropping dead suddenly. It seems that Putin is resisting this New World Order, this global criminal banking cabal. That's what it really is. It's a criminal enterprise. Wall Street controls it at the edict of Biden, which is ultimately controlled and manipulated by the CCP. No family is more compromised by the CCP than the Biden crime family. And so obviously, you know, he's looking at us saying we're cowards too. And he's also looking at us and saying, you know, you better back off, get off my doorstep, watch your own bobber over there. You've got enough of your own problems to deal with. Stay out of my way. Who can blame him for any of this?
We can't. And he's actually got one more Christmas present for the Grinches over here in America. Right now, China and Russia are in the final stages of a new digital gold-backed currency. He's got several things he's surprising Europe with and America. The currency would destroy the dollar. The fact that we've destroyed the energy trade between Europe and Russia means that many European homes will freeze during the winter. Now, all these things hurt us. They hurt us as a nation. They hurt us as a global power. But as you noted here, we have so many problems here at home. We don't have money to spend overseas. Ultimately, when it comes down to this, today is a day of mourning, not just for America, but for all the dysfunction we've spread throughout the world.
Edward, we left Afghanistan, that 20-year calamity, and it was like we were never even there. We spent trillions of dollars. We lost countless lives. It was a forever war. The people that were last fighting on behalf of the United States and defending democracy in Afghanistan were infants, one-year-old babies, when the towers came down in New York. So why don't we just leave Ukraine and essentially do the same thing? Just allow Russia to do whatever they're going to do. At the end of the day, Americans' lives are not affected by whether Ukraine or Russia owns Kherson or the Crimea. Where am I wrong about any of this?
No, you're 100% right. All we're doing is providing a fuel and funds for Nazi meth heads like this. Stu, this is what the money's gone to. A bunch of drug-headed idiots who are killing children and carrying on bloodshed in a conflict that has nothing to do with America. The America First position is to withdraw. The Christian position is to pray for an end to this insanity. Of course, at home, we have our own war. Children are killed every single day in the womb, more than Americans has ever been threatened out of Ukraine and Russia. This is where the true war is.
Yeah, that guy looked like Hunter Biden. We're letting him get away with it as well, obviously. And yeah, you bring up abortion killing babies in the womb. The Roe v. Wade overturning created, what, 50 new wars that we now have to go fight? Everybody was celebrating that. This is linguistic programming is what this is. Oh, Roe v. Wade was overturned. Now they're not going to be able to kill babies in the womb, really, because they're injecting this bioweapon into pregnant women and now mandating it for children. We have our own problems right here in the United States. We do not need to be worrying about Ukraine. Let's get the hell out of there right now. Allow Putin to go in there and blow up all these bioweapons labs that are creating these injections, which is the number one threat facing the world. Edward Zoll, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right, God bless you, Stu.
Yeah, God bless you. So now's where we inflict the pain. Now's where we apply the pressure. And it works. What's the Freedom Caucus going to do? What's Jim Jordan going to do about the Ukrainian war and whether or not it's going to be funded anymore? Remember, the Freedom Caucus, in a majority, could now single-handedly control Congress. These decisions could be up to people like Jim Jordan. What's he going to do? Roll up his sleeves, wave his elbow around on the Fox News channel, pretending to do something? Or is he actually going to take steps to stop this war and get out now? What is the Freedom Caucus going to do? So inflict the pain, apply the pressure. It works, and we've proven it. All glory to God and all thanks to you, the Stu Crew, for getting involved in situations like hospital medical murders, hostages being held in these hospitals. When we inflict the pain and apply the pressure, when we blow up and shut down their switchboards, flood their email boxes, and physically show up to protest, what happens? They get off the ventilators, off the remdesivir, back home to their families, on the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and a new shot at life. What happened when we applied the pressure and shined the spotlight on the world's largest criminal trafficking organization, CPS? Those kids were returned to their rightful and loving parents. It is time to inflict the pain. It is time to apply the pressure. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. We've told you a lot of things, brought you a lot of natural solutions, introduced you to all of the right people to help actually protect yourself against illness and depression and stress and anxiety and low mood and sleepless nights. One of those things, of course, is the most important thing for your bodily functions, magnesium. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which leads to added stress and anxiety, low mood, depression, sleepless nights, and an early grave. Go to Magnesium Breakthrough's website at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types, the exact appropriate amounts of magnesium to help combat all of these things and to keep you alive, to keep you upbeat, to get the rest that you deserve, and to fight the stress and anxiety without acting like a laxative, as many of these other magnesium supplements do. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.